Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. News often comes in impersonal ways. You turn on the TV and the reporter shares the story with anyone listening. You receive a letter addressed to whom it may concern. A company sends a mass email to millions of customers sharing news about a long-awaited product. The less personal the news, the less personal the joy. Picture ancient times as in the days of the prophet Isaiah. Kings often sent out heralds to bring news to subjects of the kingdom. You see a messenger riding in from the distance. You squint, and it's not just any messenger, it's the king himself, and he has good news for you. For centuries before Jesus was born, God sent his messengers, prophets like Isaiah and others. They came to share important messages, warnings against sin, and promises of God's salvation. In our Bible passage today, Isaiah pictures the king coming to bring good news. The king is not ashamed to come personally to the poor with good news just for them. Jesus is the one pictured here. He is the king of heaven and earth. God anointed him, set him apart, and sent him on a special mission. He came in humility to bring good news for you. He's not just an earthly king concerned with physical matters. The good news for the poor is good news for the spiritually poor. We were poor because of our debt of sin. We came empty-handed before that Lord, like beggars with nothing to offer except a load of sin. But Jesus, the Savior King, has good news for you. The debt is paid in full. Your sins are forgiven. You are not banished from his eternal kingdom. It belongs to you. This good news brings great joy, and it's not just generic or impersonal. Jesus isn't like the news anchor who blasts off news without knowing who will receive it. He is the King who knows you personally and came to bring joy to your life. Come, King Jesus, and fill my poor heart with the riches of your love. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.